Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Well, the summer's so close you can almost reach out and touch it with Memorial Day weekend coming ahead. And that means it's, as always, a busy time at the Y. YMCA, YWCA CEO Carol Hibbs joins us. Carol, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. It's a great day.
All right. Yes, it is. And we're looking forward to a great summer. And as a matter of fact, speaking of Memorial Day, you've got a little bit of an event going on Memorial Day this coming Monday.
Well, we do. So the Y facilities are closed for the holiday on Monday for Memorial Day. But we are doing, our CrossFit group is doing a special challenge called the Murph Challenge.
The Murph?
Murph, M-U-R-P-H. It's named after Lieutenant Michael Murphy. He was a Navy SEAL who sacrificed for our country, offered his life up for our country. And this is a workout that honors him. And so it's done actually across the United States. It's called the Murph Challenge. And it involves, it's pretty extensive, as you can imagine, something that honors a Navy SEAL. It's a one-mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then a one-mile run in a 20-pound vest or body armor.
I'm worn out just listening to it. Man, that is a challenge.
It is. It's just a really challenging event, and of course, you know, for the folks that are really into CrossFit, that is just something they'll rise to the occasion to do.
Oh, yeah. All righty, so that's coming up Memorial Day. But again, a reminder, the Y is closed on Memorial Day. But you got a lot going on starting in June. You want to talk about summer camp first?
Well, yeah, we can. Our campers are getting ready for summer. You know, kids are kind of winding down the school year. So we'll have school-age camp for the kiddos that are in school. And then we have our little campers group, which is ages 3 to 6. And so their summertime at the Y is just usually pretty fun for them. And we'll have themed weeks this year. And our, of course, now, which is great, our kids will be able to do field trips again. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the kids are really looking forward to a fun summer.
And I'm sure the staff is enjoying the fact that they're getting to be more interactive and, you know, the things are loosening up with the COVID, and that makes it a little bit more fun with the interaction between your staff and whatever program we're talking about.
Oh, that's true. You know, we have, you know, our school-age kids keep, well, and our little campers, too. They keep busy all day long, and they have a little bit different schedules. You know, for example, our school-age kids, their first week, June 7th through the 11th, it's Ocean Week, and they will do a trip to Blank Park Zoo as part of that. They also have Multicultural Week the second week, and that's a trip to the Iowa Hall of Pride for their field trip. And then Survivor Week, Bike Week, STEM Week. And then we have Christmas in July Week, the week of July 12th through the 16th. And that will be kind of a fun event, too. And we are, you know, we did not get to do our Grinch Swim this last Christmas that we normally do. And so we're going to do the Grinch Swim in July and call have a Christmas in July. And so our summer camp kids will get to participate in that as well.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah, nothing like a Grinch Swim, no matter what time of the year it is, right? And you've got a lot of events coming up on June 17th. And, you know, there's just a little bit of everything going on there.
Well, June 17th is a busy day at the Y. So we have, that's the day we're participating with organizations around the country, not just YMCAs, but organizations around the country in the world's largest swim lesson. And so on June 17th, it's a free community event. It's sponsored in part by the Community Foundation of Marshall County. It runs from 2 to 5 in the afternoon on June 17th, and it's free to the first 100 participants. So you can participate at no charge, but we do need you to register because the space is limited. And you can register as a family, or you can, you know, register as individuals. Kids will need to be at least 8 years old to participate by themselves. Otherwise, they'll need a parent with them. And as part of that, we'll have the Marshalltown Police and Fire Rescue demonstration and safety demonstration. They'll be doing that from 2 to 3, and then our staff will be doing water safety and swimming skills at the Y. And then from 4 to 5, we'll actually have Story County Search and Rescue here, and they'll do some work with life jackets, water safety, especially icy water safety,
mm-hmm.
and then water rescue. So it will be a great day, you know, full of good information, but lots of fun.
But there's also some other things going on that maybe not don't have anything directly related to getting wet.
Well, we hope not, because we're going to be grilling out that day.
Yeah.
So if we're getting wet, it's because it's raining, and we don't want that. But so this is for Y members. We're doing a member appreciation event that day from 11:30 to 1 p.m. in front of the Y. So we'll be grilling hot dogs and hamburgers and have chips and water and some raffle prizes. So it'll be available Y supplies last and free to our Y members here. So we're hoping for good weather, and we hope we don't get wet.
Well, and then, you know, you've got, you know, member appreciation and the world's largest swim lesson, and then also a chance for folks to help others as well.
That's true. You know, one of the things we like to promote at the Y is giving back to our community. And so, you know, we have been, since opening up last year, we have been a site for community blood drives because we're able to spread out in our gymnasium. So we will be hosting another Marshalltown Community Blood Drive in the Horn Henry Center gym. That's the afternoon of the 17th, so from noon to 5 p.m. And so you can, if you have the Red Cross app, you can sign up through the app, or you could call Red Cross to get your appointment scheduled.
And that's all on one day, but June 17th, so mark that down. But, you know, there are a few other things going on throughout the month, including some, oh, I guess, what, maybe some a little bit of a new twist on some yoga?
Yes.
See what I did there? Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't like a new twist on yoga? Oh, yeah. So we have a couple of new options for yoga. For those that just really enjoy the relaxing benefits of traditional yoga, we're going to do it at just a little bit later time and outdoors. It's called Yoga Under the Stars, so it won't start until 7 p.m., although it won't be dark. It will be, you know, after the heat of the day. So we'll be doing that June 3rd, July 1st, and August 5th at 7 p.m. It'll be an hour-long class, and the class will meet in the grassy area between the two Y buildings. It's free to Y members, and then if you're a community member, want to come give it a try, you can just purchase either a day pass, or there we have class punch cards. So if you think you might want to do, you know, the yoga throughout the summer, you can purchase a class punch card and give it a try if you're not already a Y member. And then the other yoga is actually, I think, sounds like tons of fun. It's goat yoga. And yes, you heard me correctly, goat yoga.
Yes, and I've heard of that. Yeah.
Well, and that, you know, you've got little goats running around while you're relaxing doing yoga, and they're really cute. You know, I suppose it'd be similar to doing yoga in a pen filled with little puppies, too. But there is a little fee with that, with the goat yoga class. That's a fee of $10 for Y members and $20 if you're a community member. And registration for that is required. The other traditional yoga under the stars, there's no registration. But for goat yoga, we do need that. And that also will be in the grassy area between the Horn Henry Center and the Cultural Center. And it's only on June 25th, so we'll have two sessions. on June 25th. One will be from 5 to 5:30, and the other one will be from 6 to 6:30.
All righty. Sounds like a lot of fun. A few minutes left with Carol Hebb of the YMCA, YWCA here in Marshalltown. Of course, you can't talk about summer at the Y without swim lessons.
Perfect time for swim lessons, yes. And so, you know, you just, again, it's one of those skills you just really need to keep reinforcing with kids all year long. And so our summer swim lesson schedule, well, we have 2-week sessions, 4-week sessions, and 8-week sessions. We have a 2-week session beginning June 7th, a 2-week session beginning June 21st, and a 2-week session beginning July 5th and July 19th. But we also have a 4-week session that begins June 7th, so the first part of June, and one that begins the first part of July. And if you want to just commit to June and July, we have an 8-week session that begins June 8th. So that first week of June, you can kind of, you know, assuming things aren't filling up, you'll want to call and check. But you can have your choice of 2-week, 4-week, or 8-week. And then, of course, you know, with summer comes summer swim team.
Right.
So we will have summer swim team. The season runs June 7th through July 17th.
All righty. And you've also got a boot camp going on.
We do. Now, this is actually, it's already started, and mm-hmm. we've been doing outdoor summer boot camp in the grass, again, in the grassy area between the buildings. It's free with a Y membership, and if you're a non-member, you can purchase the class punch card. The only time this outdoor Saturday boot camps will not meet is the 4th of July weekend, so July 3rd and then July 24th. But it's a great workout. It's led by Kate Bauermaster or Alex Vagert, and it includes cardio and strength training. You're outdoors in the summertime. It's a great workout. It's been pretty popular.
We've got still got a minute or two left, Carol. Talk a little bit about, has the Y made any adjustments in its mask policy over the last several days in the wake of some of the policies that have changed from the CDC on down?
Right. Well, of course, you know, there's been a lot of changing information coming out.
Yeah.
And we have made changes. We have allowed masks to be optional for those coming in the buildings, and we do have our CDC guidance up there on the Welcome Center as you enter the building, and so, you know, we're asking people to follow CDC guidance. We do have masks available if people are in need of mask and want to wear one, but at this point, we're asking people to, you know, kind of choose themselves whether they want to wear a mask or not based on CDC guidance. And, of course, we will be adjusting our summer schedule as well. We had originally set that up to align with what the school district was doing, and since that has now changed, we will also be changing that for our summer campers.
So, you know, the Y is always busy year-round. I mean, you know, there's no doubt about that, but Is June your busiest month of the year, do you think, or is it just one of them?
I would say it's in the top three. How's that?
Sounds good to me. I mean, you know, I didn't want to put you on the spot too much there, but I just thought, well, you know, with the Y and swim lessons and summer and everything, so always a lot going on at the Y. And if folks are looking for more information, how can they get that?
Well, you know, a good place to go to is our website. Everything is on the website. And, of course, if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, you'll see kind of what the latest information is. And you can always give us a call.
All righty. Well, don't wear yourself out during the month of June at the Y. And have a good start to the summer. And we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, thank you, Ken. It'll be a fun summer.
All righty. Carol Hibbs, CEO of the YMCA, YWCA in Marshalltown, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.